Hey folks, how are you doing? Happy Monday, trust you well. And I thought I'd do a quick update video and just share just some thoughts for a message I will be sharing later this week and some updates as well. So today is Monday and trust you're having a good one. I am, it's officially my day off on Mondays, but sort of my catch up and planning and dreaming day. And I've actually been thinking much about dreaming this morning, and I want to come onto that in a moment. But what is happening? I had a great day yesterday. I actually preached a great message. I love it. It sounds funny to say, but I love preaching, but I love listening to my preacher, and I love listening to what the Lord brings forth. And preached a really, actually what I believe is a really important message about the power of Holy Spirit yesterday. And how to move from fullness to power. So I have a little version of that in my daily updates from yesterday. But the full, the full version from Sturbridge Worship Center is on this channel somewhere. So check that out there. Or also I'll be putting that out as an audio podcast. Great. I've got so many things going on, it's hard to announce them all. But let me mention a few of them. So firstly, if you're new to my YouTube channel, please consider hitting the subscribe button. I've got to learn where it is. I think it's down in that corner. And you'll see a little subscribe button there. That way YouTube will let you know about future videos. Check out the links below. Churches I lead, traveling ministry, Bible school, all of those good and fun things. I will be doing an online Zoom call for New England Fellowship this coming Wednesday. I believe that's January 26th. So Wednesday at 7:30, we'll be doing some teaching, but also discussion and just a fun time online. So it's really for New England Fellowship, but if you are in that Southern Connecticut region there, New York State, Connecticut, round about Fairfield County there, we'd love to have you. Contact the NEF Church office and we will give you some coordinates to join us there. This coming Sunday, I'm going to be speaking about the new wineskin, again here in Sturbridge, about stewarding the power of the Spirit, about moving from the old to the new. What else is going on? Hey, I'm setting up a bunch of dates in New Hampshire. It looks like I'm going to be with about 5 different churches or ministries in New Hampshire in the second week of New Hampshire. So any friends in New Hampshire or that northern corner of Mass, Maine, or even Vermont, if you're interested in finding out more about those dates, or I have a date open there, if you're interested in hosting a meeting there, let me know. Good, looking forward to being with my New Hampshire peeps there as well. I am working actually right now on just a whole bunch of mission things, planning mission trips to Europe, and I'm going to open a public one, but Lord willing, in the spring months, hopefully March or April, looking at taking a team over there to Ireland and hopefully to Wales. I'm also working on a New England missions team. We have a leadership meeting for our New England missions team in a few days, and we're looking at planting churches here in New England. I want to mention that as well. I'll be opening a church planting module as part of my online Bible ministry school. So if that's something you're interested in, working with us and planting a church here in New England, talk to me about that. More details on that soon. Good. Well, let me share something real quick with you guys, but that I've been thinking today, and you know, it's interesting. It was kind of a recent thought or revelation to me, and not one that was original. One I got from Andrew Womack, but that really, when we read the word hope, what is hope? And Andrew Womack has a great teaching on literally hope is kind of God filling our imagination. And I know it's funny, whenever we talk about imagination, Christians always get freaked out. Ooh, you got to meditate and imagine weird things, or as if somebody's claiming God gives us power to just imagine some, you know, just visualize, imagine it and it will happen. And you know, that's just, at best that's silly, at worst that's wrong and sinful. But you know, your imagination is such a powerful thing. Satan does so much to try to capture our imagination. If you think about it, really, all sin begins in our imagination. Nobody usually goes out and sins until they've sinned, if you will, on the movie screen, the canvas of the mind and the heart. And I believe God wants to fill our imagination. What is hope? You know, hope is joyful anticipation of good. If you think about it, the person with the most hope is the person with the most influence. Now, I was just reading this verse. You guys will know this, I know, but Romans 15 and verse 13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." And so one of the roles of Holy Spirit is literally to overflow our hearts with hope. Or if I can phrase it that way, one of the roles of Holy Spirit is to overflow our hearts with joyful anticipation. And I encourage you this day, God's got a plan, God has a dream for your life and for my life this Monday. And God wants to literally overflow our hearts with joyful anticipation. God wants you to look at this day and catch his dream and look at it and see yourself. I mean, doing things, yeah, we can get to that, but actually being things, you know, we have things to do, but we actually have things to be. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And God, you know, what is depression? Depression is when we look at the now and the future through the filter and the lens of broken hope. You know, Proverbs 29 says, hope deferred, hope that didn't happen, wrong hope. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. And God is interested he's interested in binding up our sick hearts. He's interested in taking away the hopes that maybe you had that didn't happen, rescuing from them and just bringing transformation. So allow him to fill you with hope today. God sends hope to literally to ignite something in our hearts. I think actually one of the main roles of the prophetic is not really to tell people what will happen or predict the future or who's going to get elected. How's that going, guys? Rather, the prophetic comes to ignite hope within our hearts. So I encourage you, maybe go back and look at some of the words the Lord has spoken over your life and allow them to fill you with hope this day. Boom. Hope that's a help and a blessing to you. Again, check out all the links there below. I have, as you know, these videos I do most days, but I also put them out now as an audio podcast, and they're available on iTunes, Spotify, TuneIn, Google, all of these main platforms as well. So do check those out. An easy way of finding those, again, the links below are on my website, gjm.org. Boom. Let me know if I can pray for you, and I hope to be back tomorrow with another video. Bye for now.